You need to realize that there is a time of plenty in preparation for a time of famine. Did you hear me? There are seasons of famine and seasons of plenty. There are those who have figured out and strategically placed themselves because they were faithful during the plenty that they actually build wealth during the famine. That is absolutely scriptural. Joseph did this. Joseph did this, where God blessed his nation for 7 years with great abundance. I have a question for you. How many of you are in a season of plenty? Okay, wave at me. You're in a season of plenty. That season of plenty is not for you to eat all your seed. Did you hear me? That season of plenty is for preparation so that you may still prosper when other people are failing all around you financially. So in the book of Genesis, we see very, very clearly that that is how God has designed it. That in a season of, how many of you are in a season of famine? That better be the rest of you. If you're in a season of famine and you are prospering where you're planted and you can be trusted with what you have, you will gain more. That's how the financial kingdom works. If you're in that season of famine, you better take care of everything you got as unto him with a spirit of excellence, and he will prosper you when other people are failing financially. Make sense? So those of you, remember what it said earlier? It said that if you forget him in time of prosperity, poverty awaits you around the corner. So those of you that are in a prosperous situation right now, don't you dare forget who owns it and how he has blessed you. Number 8, this is huge. You have to prosper where you're planted. You have to prosper where you're planted. How many of you have dreams and visions of where you want to go and what you want to do? How many have goals of places that you want to go to? And how many of you get frustrated because it hasn't happened yesterday? Let me tell you, that is a plan from the enemy to get your focus on what you don't have instead of focusing on making yourself prosper right where you're at. This is how people do it. They have a dream. Danny, when I have this big business, then, oh, I'm going to lavish my distributors and I'm going to take really good care of my customers. But these lazy, broke people, I can't stand them. They're driving me crazy. Okay? Oh, Danny, if my husband would act right, then I'd be doing so good. If my husband would act right, then I'd treat him better. If my wife would stop nagging, then I'd buy her flowers once in a while. It doesn't work that way. You have to prosper where you're planted under the current circumstance that you're in. I used to be that way. I used to be that way that when, you know, there were hundreds in the room, I'm happy, but if there isn't, I'm not. And so this must be a waste of my time. I'm not going to give it my all. This is what's really sad. Joseph in the Bible, he had a gift to interpret dreams. He used that gift in a prison. And that's what got him promoted all the way to the top overnight. Because he prospered where he was planted. Now, serving in the prison, was that what he was designed to do? No. But during the time in the prison, he was equipped to run a nation, the most powerful nation at that time. So what we have is we have people saying, well, when I get up there, then I'll be happy. When I lose 50 pounds, then I'll be happy. It doesn't work that way. You have to prosper. You have to get happy where you're at now in order to get it. I have a car on the back of it that says, I am happy. You know how people have pulled up beside me when my little convertible is down, and you know what they say to me? Well, I'd be happy too if I had a little red convertible like that. I've probably heard that 1,000 times in the last 14 years since I've had that car. Seriously. You know what I say? I got happy first and the car came. Did you hear me? You have to prosper where you're planted. This is what Ecclesiastes says. It says that whatever your hands can find, do it with all your might. That's what it says. Whatever your hands can find, do it with all your might. How many of you right now are not where you want to be? If we are not where we want to be, and all we're doing is thinking about where we want to be, we are lackadaisical, even lazy, irresponsible with the things that we have today. Here's how I know this. I got another house story. First house I bought was a condo. I had to live in it for 5 years just to make even on this house. I grew to hate this stinking thing. It drove me crazy, so I didn't clean it. The walls had fingerprints all over it. It was a mess. I wasn't a slob, but I didn't have great care in the detail of the house. I used to be, God, I hate this place. I can't want to get out of here. I need a bigger house. I want a yard for my kid. And God convicted me one day. He convicted me. And what he said was, how would you treat the house that you want? Oh, that thing would sparkle. That nothing would be beautiful. Wow. I'd have everything beautifully decorated and it would just look awesome. It'd be magazine quality. And he says, no, you wouldn't. You'd treat it just like you treat this one right here. He said, until you treat this one like the one that is to come, you will not ever get the one that is to come.